Hey, Gerald, how's it going?
It's going well, Jerry. How you been?
Man, you know what? My heart's still heavy from the loss USA to Portugal in that soccer match yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
It was so close, wasn't it?
So close. They didn't lose, but it felt like a loss. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. All they had to do was just run out a little more time and they'd advance.
They let up. But yeah. Nevertheless, they're still in it, and hopefully they learned a valuable lesson from that loss in their next game against Germany.
Let's hope so, because they're going to need it.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, it's time for the weekend wrap-up, some big stories over the weekend. Give us that weekend wrap-up.
Yeah, Jerry, authorities in Moore County had their hands full with no fewer than 4 bomb threats over the weekend. Police were called out to the Pine Lake Health and Rehab Center in Carthage. Patients there were relocated to another facility while officers investigated. Threats were also called into a CVS, a supermarket, and Walmart in Aberdeen, and a Dollar General in Carthage. Each of these places were evacuated. K-9 teams swept the buildings, but no explosives were found. 3 Camp Lejeune Marines were killed during combat on Friday in Afghanistan. The military just released this information today. All were members of the 2nd Marine Division. Southern Pines police are trying to figure out who damaged a golf ball art statue and stole another one. Officers found a statue torn from its mounting. Another one was missing from its location on Northeast Broad Street. This golf ball art was a project launched by Southern Pines Rotary Club as a fundraiser for the U.S. Open tournaments. Both incidents were actually caught on camera, and police are looking for 2 men and 2 women. The U.S. Women's Open crowned a new champion Sunday. Michelle Wee grabbed her first major title at famed Pinehurst No. 2. She finished 2 under par for a 2-shot victory over fellow American Stacey Lewis. Jerry, a very successful 2 weeks in Pinehurst. They dodged numerous thunderstorms, the oppressive heat that could have been a lot worse than it actually was, and they put on 2 well-played golf tournaments.
I tell you, North Carolina always does it up big, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about tonight? What are you guys going to feature?
Well, the Moral Monday protests rise to a new level. Organizers are promising a new phase of demonstrations this afternoon. We'll have that rally at 5 o'clock. And with the U.S. Open's now history, there is still a lot of merchandise to be sold. We'll tell you about the deals to be had if you can get down to Pinehurst before they close that shop.
All right, Gerald. Thank you for the weekend wrap-up. What time can folks catch you tonight on the tube?
5:30 and 6, 10 and 11.
All right. Thank you. Have a great week. We'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, Jerry. Take care.